A new report being released today is billed as the most significant bipartisan document about the Abbott government's asylum seeker policy to be published so far this year. Professor Bob Douglas co-authored the Beyond the Boats document, and he joins us now. Professor, good morning. Thank you for your time this morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about this particular report. What's the key recommendations?
Well, the report grew out of a round table of experts we held in at Parliament House in Canberra on July the 11th. We brought together people who are strongly supportive of a new policy on boats, but also people who've been involved in considering the policies for the last 15 years, including former Minister for Immigration and leading people from UNHCR. We also had a former ambassador from Indonesia to Australia to give us some insights from their perspective. So the round table spent a day talking about now that the boats have stopped, what next? And essentially, we were looking at the questions relating to people who came on boats, and there are about 30,000 people in Australia now who have not had their status resolved. There's about 2,500 people on Ru and Marnus who have not had their status resolved. But we're also asking the question, what is Australia going to do in the light of the fact that there are 51 million people who are displaced from their homes in the world at the moment? About 11 million of them are refugees. And where is our policy going to be in the long term?
Did you answer the question?
Well, yes. There's no magic answers. But we agreed that we could do better than we're doing at the moment by increasing the humanitarian intake of refugees. At the moment, we only take about 13,000 humanitarian migrants out of about 190,000 new immigrants to Australia each year. And we reckon that it would give the government more elbow room to, first of all, deal with the caseload that's here at the moment, but also to be more proactive on refugee matters around the world. But we also agree that we need to embark on some new dialogues in the Australian community and also in the region with other countries.
What would those new dialogues within Australia, what form would they take?
Well, the sort of discussions we had in Canberra were getting a lot of diverse people together to say, well, where are we and how do we go forward? We do think that the media has a very important role to play in helping people see the complexity of this problem. It's not just a question of sovereign borders and keeping our borders free of boats. It's a matter of how does Australia play again its role as a humanitarian country in protecting refugees. Now, we obviously can't take the millions that want to come here. That's clear. And I think the Australian community wants very much that the Australian government remains in control of who comes in and under what circumstances. That's what helped to win an election back in 2001 at the Tampa period. John Howard said, we will control who comes to Australia and under what circumstances.
Has the Abbott government got it right so far on immigration?
Well, the Abbott government and the former Rudd government, between them, seem to have stopped the boats. And they've done that by essentially turning back boats, and also by insisting that anybody who comes by boat without a visa should never be able to settle in Australia. Now, that I think has probably stopped the boats, but it hasn't done anything to deal with the refugee problem around the world. And that's really the question we think Australians should be starting to talk about. And so far, the Abbott government hasn't seriously started to talk about that.
Where does the demonising of people seeking protection, where does that come from in Australia?
Well, I think it's been very insidious, and it's come from various sources. And I don't think either government has been free of guilt on that charge. The idea that these people who come by boats are illegal and or queue jumpers, or that they've somehow or other potentially threatening to Australia's security, all of these are essentially issues that the people in the round table strongly contested. And even the comment that most of them are economic refugees that the former foreign minister suggested has contributed to this sense that these are people to be suspicious of. Yet refugees have made up Australia. Refugees, most of us know people who've been huge success stories in Australia, and we've been very, very welcoming to refugees in the past. The problem is that we've now got a problem that has been made political rather than humanitarian.
So what would be your advice to the Abbott government then?
Well, we think that the two things. One, we think the focus should move not from the government alone, but to a cross-party attempt to get consensus across parties that we need a long-term policy on refugees, and that policy needs to emerge from discussion. It's not a straightforward problem because we clearly can't take everybody, but we can take more than we're taking, and we can do more effectively what needs to be done to protect refugees. And that was the concern that people were repeatedly articulating, that turning people back to the situation from which they came is essentially against the international conventions and against the agreements we've reached as a nation.
Okay. Professor Douglas, thank you for your time this morning.
Good. Thanks very much. Cheers.